Oh. Okay. I guess I'm recording something. It's been years, and who really gives a fuck? Because nobody listens to this bullshit. Anyway. Am I right? So, I looked up this ex-boyfriend of mine on Facebook. Okay, this is a guy that I dated when I was 18, maybe 19. And, sorry, you have to forgive me. I'm eating smart food, the world's most popular white cheddar popcorn. So, this guy that I was dating, and I'm not gonna say his name, he'll never hear it, but, like, you know, just to, like, maintain some semblance of I'm not a total bitch. But, like, when I moved to New York, he was all, oh, I'm gonna drive my VW bus out there and pick you up, Janet. Okay, first of all, no thanks. Like, I left for a reason, right? I left Idaho for New York, not to be picked up by a guy who was actually a great guy. Really big dick for his height and size. Frankly, really big dick for any guy's height and size. I mean, he was hung. But I digress. No, I did not want to be picked up in New York by some guy pining over what he thought was love in his VW bus, which would have made it possibly to the Wyoming border. Get fucking real. Okay. Yes, there have been pills ingested and glasses of wine also. So this is the first time I've looked him up in years. Maybe 20 years. And I go and I look at his current love interest, girlfriend. I'm trying to find more pictures of her, but I'm not friends with her. So, you know, of course, I can't see jack shit. But from what I can see, there's so much peroxide. Like, so much bleach. That I'm frankly not sure that any brain cells survived. She got a nice smile and a cute hat and, you know, good for her. Just goody goody gumdrops. Oh, he's got a brother. Ooh, brother. Hello, Bo. Never mind. I was gonna think, oh, wow, he was like a hottie McTotty, but then I opened up the picture and went, ugh, fuck. Dude, they look exactly, isn't that creepy how some siblings look so remarkably similar, yet they're not twins and they're not the same person? What's up with that? It's just weird. All right, another ex-boyfriend. Let's look up the guy that I started dating when I was a nubile. I hope that doesn't mean African American. God, I'm a blessed idiot. I was a young and tight, firm 15-year-old who everybody thought I was 21 because I never told the truth about my age. And I found what I thought was the perfect guy, right? The only detriment was that he was 5'7". And I was 5'10". But his hair. Okay, I met him when I was 14. What the fuck else in the early 1990s mattered other than hair? I mean, other than in, like, third world countries and, like, actual problems. But what mattered other than hair? Not much. And this guy had an abundance. Italian descent, curly, long, black, wonderful hair. I think that I tried acid the first time with him. Just great, you know? And then came the sex. We tried it one time, and I was like, nope, never mind. Lose my number. Like Vienna sausage. God, I hope he never hears this, because of course I'm exaggerating if he does hear this. It was huge, like a freaking horse's stud member. If a horse had a Vienna sausage. Now, just to be perfectly clear, there was no reason for this audio recording. There was no plan for this audio recording. Frankly, I took a shitload of sleeping pills because I have to get up early, take care of my son because I'm retarded, because my husband is going on an all-day fishing trip. Well, got everybody to sleep, but I can't fucking sleep. 7 10-milligram Ambiens, okay? For you people who are drug savvy, 70 milligrams of Ambien. And here I am, wide awake and actually able to articulate myself somewhat reasonably. Is that the most astounding feat of chemical fuck you that you've ever heard? You know? Because that would kill any of you that have never tried Ambien. You take 7 of those, you don't go to the ER immediately, you're dead. Deader than dead. I mean, fucking dead. Deader than, say, I don't know, the career of Jermaine Jackson, you know? Way deader. So that being said, nobody will hear this, so that's the best part. Sitting out here with my Violet, who, as some of you know, is my name for my purple 9mm, which is chambered, external safety off, because I am sitting outside alone. And if someone comes in here, which has happened before, just once, but I want to be ready. And if my safety's on, I'll be like, oh, excuse me, Mr. Potential raper, robbist, killer, whatever, but I need to turn my safety off. Can just hold on a second. No, really, seriously, no, dude, motherfucker, hold on. I got to turn the safety off. Okay, all right, now I'm ready to go. Really? You think that's ever going to happen? All right. Signing off, this is Janet, and I hope you all have a beautiful, just beautiful day. Okay. Check you later, bro-tato.